In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm back from a three-prison, two-and-a-half-day trip, and something came up that is interesting to me and is very important, both for people in prison and anywhere else. People in prison, just like people outside of prison, tend to make excuses and say, well, you know, this is tough, so I can give myself a little break here, a little break there. It's kind of human nature for us to want to do that. But actually, when things are hard, we should work harder. So we should pray more when things are difficult. We should fast more when things are difficult. We should give alms more when things are difficult, etc. When you're in an extraordinary situation, you should do extraordinary things. Now, I am a priest, and one of my definitions for being a priest is a sinner helping other sinners not to sin. What I'm saying is absolutely true. It may be or may not be that I would do it in a given situation because of my personal weaknesses and sins, but it doesn't make it any less true. So let me give you an example. The guys at one unit were super excited because for the first time in years, they were going to have grilled pork chops. Well, yesterday was the beginning of the fast. Not only that, but it was a Wednesday to boot. And they were super excited, and I made sort of a pastoral command decision not to remind them that the fast began, because I really didn't want to set them up for sin, to be honest with you. Pork chops, too much to bear, they would have the pork chop. And I don't think that's a good choice. It's a bad choice to have a pork chop when you're in prison and you're struggling against all of the different temptations that are present in prison. What you should be saying is, I need to fast from that pork chop as an offering to God, as an ascetical exercise because of love. And then things go well for you. Now that's a lot to ask to somebody to give up a big fat pork chop grilled for the first time in 2 or 3 years when the food is usually so terrible. I understand that. But being in prison is an exceptional circumstance. Having someone, let's say a child who's drug addicted or is in jail, or is someone who's very sick, or you're under a ton of stress because of medical problems, or your job, or a divorce, or something, is an exceptional situation. We all come up with exceptional situations all the time. And our nature tells us, take a break because of your exceptional situation. Give yourself, you know, okay, it's a Wednesday, but you can have a little whiskey because, you know, you're under a lot of stress. Well, it's not the end of the world if you have some whiskey on a Wednesday, but it's really great if you can say, I'm not going to have whiskey on that Wednesday because I'm going to offer it up as an ascetical exercise because of love. I'm going to intensify. You can't always do that. But if we always have a sense of self-indulgence when there's a problem, then we're kind of lost. I was just reading a book, Elder Arseni, I can't pronounce the last name, he's Romanian. I got the books in the mail. And he had a situation, he was in prison, but he was well loved by everyone, and even the prison administration gave him a lot of freedom. And they were doing something or whatever where they had to get some item back in time for something. And the guy that was going to have it, another prisoner, was really nervous because he would get in trouble with administration. And there was some sort of holdup. It was just innocent. But it almost was too late. And so he was very irritable about it and upset. And when Arseni, it might not have been Arseni, he wasn't Arseni yet, he was a layman. He was Angel. And he, when he found out about that, he said to his friends, he said, well, you know, we've upset him unnecessarily and we've troubled his soul. Let us repent for this. And they all did 50 prostrations when he was gone, to repent for this. See, this is the kind of thing. We do something above and beyond. Most people wouldn't think of doing 50 prostrations to repent for someone else. It just doesn't occur to people. But this is an important principle. There's a thing that happens in prison. It happens in Walmart, everywhere. It's just that prison is more intensive, and you can't escape from the people around you. I'm not trying to make a pun or anything. You're with a certain group of people all the time. That people have a tendency to say something like, I need to do what I can to survive. You know, it's a tough day. That's why I'm going to have
cream in my coffee. That's why I'm going to have butter. That's why, oh, they're having fried chicken. Well, it's a Wednesday, but, you know, we don't have good food very often. Those kinds of things, because you got to do what you can to survive. Well, actually, I'm telling my guys all the time, don't do what you can to survive. Why survive? Why not live? Do what you can to be alive. Do what you can to prosper. And you won't prosper by giving in to these little petty things. You prosper by struggling and rising above the petty things. Now, I'm not trying to say that it's a terrible sin to eat a pork chop on a Wednesday at the beginning of the fast. I didn't even tell them about it. So you can blame me if you think they're sinning by doing it. I made a pastoral decision because I just thought it would be too much for them to bear. And they're newly formed, and you know, most of them are not Orthodox, and they're saying they want to become Orthodox, and it's just very difficult for them. So I made my own pastoral decision, and I've got to live with that. But if they knew, the proper thing to do is to give somebody else the pork chop. And then you have a infusion of grace, shall we say, if you want to put it in a crude way. You can apply this principle to everything in your life. I've tried to do it when a certain person has a certain problem. I've tried to pray a prayer rope for them, extra, things like that. That's very important. When my children were in high school, and well, you know, high school wasn't always a real smooth ride, I would pray a prayer rope for each one of them, 100-knot prayer rope for each one of them every day. Now, did I do it every day? No, I tried to do it every day. I came pretty close. But I was trying to do something extraordinary because the extraordinary stresses and difficulties of being a teenager in our strange society in high school, and also being an Orthodox Christian, having a dad who's a priest, blah, blah, blah. So I prayed the Jesus prayer extra for them. Try this. I'm not trying to have anybody try to keep track and say, I've got to do this, 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 and this, and this, and this, and overburden yourself. It's not to be legalistic with yourself. But you know, you can surprise yourself. You can, most of the time, you can try harder than you think you can. Most of the time, the vast majority of the time, you can actually try harder than you think you can. Try it. May God bless you. Amen.